One of the best ways leaders build trust is by being transparent. But how transparent should we be? Let me share an example. I was talking to a coworker on one Friday night and I asked, "Hey, got any plans for tonight? What are you doing?" And he said, "Oh, why, yes, I'm going to give my wife a nice oil massage." Gross. So if you're wondering if there's a line about how much we should disclose, I can guarantee that that information was well past my level of comfort. I mean, have a date night with your partner, fine, but I don't need to know all those details. So where's the line? Is there a line? And is it different for different people? First, let's talk about why be transparent. I had a peer say to me once, "Larry, I know something about everyone on your team, but I know nothing about you." And the reality is, we had not built that trust yet. And I wasn't comfortable sharing about my amazing and interesting life. But how could I build trust if I wasn't willing to share? The thing is, I'm an introvert. And there are many types of introverts, and I'm the kind that is underpersonal. Some people are underpersonal and some people are overpersonal. You know what I mean, right? Like some people share way too much information, like Mr. Oil Massage, and some people are underpersonal where they share very little about their thoughts, their feelings, their values, hobbies, and it goes on and on. So why be transparent? I mean, do I have to share about myself? Well, let me ask you this. In your day-to-day work, have you ever worked for someone who you did not know how he or she was going to react? Or maybe you thought, "I don't know if I should be doing this," or "Should I check with the leader first?" All these questions go away when you, as a leader, are transparent. Being transparent frees up your team and you, and it builds trust because I know that my leader trusts me and empowers me. And I also trust that I know what's important to the leader. So the big question is, what should we be transparent about and what should we not be transparent about? As leaders of people, others want to know what you stand for. It's important for you to share what's important to you. What do you take into consideration when you make decisions? Who is important to you? What have been your experiences? What are your beliefs about leadership, work, communication? How have you come to those beliefs? Now, this may sound tiresome, but if I know this about you, then I know how to interact with you. As leaders, it will actually free your team to do their best work and free you from being the bottleneck. Yes, I'm talking to you. What should we not be transparent about? Let me check my list here. Yes, oil massages. I already mentioned that. Some things I do not share as a leader are things like if someone is on a performance improvement plan or in trouble with HR. Sorry, HR. I asked this question this other day, and one person said, "As a leader, I don't share gossip. I absolutely love that." They said that they don't want to spread rumors or share what they saw on the social media. But what if there's going to be a downsizing or a reorg? Should you share that? Give them a heads up? See, that's a tough one. On one hand, if you trust your team and they are professionally and emotionally mature, being transparent about some of these things can push your trust index through the roof. On the other hand, leaders must always remember that they are an agent of the company and there are certain things that must remain confidential. At the end of the day, it is a judgment call, but know who you are sharing that information with or not sharing it with. To summarize, if you're underpersonal or introverted, push yourself to be more transparent. Do it to the point where you are somewhat uncomfortable. When you share the right way, people will share more with you, and that's how trust is built. For those of you who are overpersonal, monitor how much you disclose and see how people react to what you're sharing. If they cringe, gasp, or walk away, then you've probably shared too much. Share with me what you think about this topic. Go to my website, www.mendozaandobrien.com, or connect with me on LinkedIn.